Welcome to the Ask Drone You podcast, where it's all about answering your drone questions today so you can fly better, safer, and even get paid tomorrow. And now, your hosts. One is a man of few hairs, and the other likes to be called Batman. Rob Burdick and Paul Lincoln.
Hello, everybody. This is Rob.
And I'm Paul, and you're listening to another marvelous episode of Ask Drone You.
Marvelous indeed, Paul. Welcome, everybody, to episode number 137. We are so glad that you are with us. As always, we appreciate you very much.
We do appreciate you, and because of you, we do this. And because we do this for you, this episode is actually focused on setting the record straight.
Something we like to do as often as possible here. There seems to be a lot of records that need to be set straight.
Well, when you live in a society based on sensationalism, it makes sense.
It does make sense. And so tell us a little bit about... So here's the bottom line, guys. We don't have a particular question today.
Well, actually, we do.
We do have a particular question.
We do have a question. So yesterday, I got a very interesting email from my buddy in Colorado. I have a lot of good friends in Colorado. And he said, "Did you see this?" And attached... was something that literally made my blood boil. So I looked at this attachment to the email, which is what my friend was saying. Hey, have you seen this? And it comes from...
an organization that we're going to choose to not name. Well, because that's not our purpose here. Our purpose here is to keep you guys informed about the truth as it relates to our industry and what you're able to do.
But the subject of that attachment in the email was "Don't get fined for flying illegally." And it came with a 4-page document, and it really reminded me of a lot of those really crazy political emails that you get where they take specific quotes from anchors of news networks or politicians or even the Bible and then try to frame up an entire story about one little quote.
Absolutely. It's sort of like statistics, right? You can have statistics say whatever you want them to say.
That is 100% correct. And in this attachment, which we have here, it says that the blank and its membership firmly request that all non-credentialed users and operators of drone aircraft actively pursue their 333 exemption immediately. And then they go on to say,
UAV drone users with cavalier attitudes who are flying commercially without an FAA 333 exemption or a pilot license are not only placing themselves and others into very precarious situations, but may cause additional public scrutiny to the entire drone UAS industry. Unlawful flights of drones in emergency situations drive public fears, forcing local and state governments to act immediately on new laws which can destroy the many opportunities daily availing themselves to our industry.
I you know, there are parts of that statement that aren't terrible, but they go on to say that if you fly drones commercially without a 333, that you're, and I quote, going to receive a $3,300 fine for flying without a 333 exemption. And then they show two different pieces of information here. One of them is a letter whom we don't know who it's dated to. In fact, it doesn't say who it's dated to. And then, you know, I really question whether this is actually real or not. But if it is real, which we're gonna assume it's real, they're using this as evidence as to why you will get fined if you don't have a 333, which we're here to debunk that. And we're going to give you every piece of legal information that we have, including recordings of the FAA.
The way the FAA rules work is they're all oriented towards safety. The FAA does not regulate air commerce. That's the Department of Transportation does that.
I think a lot of guys already really know what's going on in this drone community, and I think that this email is kind of falling on deaf ears.
Well, you're right, Paul. I think that the community at large out there that are in the drone industry, the UAV industry, it is a group of intelligent, savvy people. And so if you received this email, I think it's pretty clear to you as it was to us, what the purpose of the email ultimately is. And we're going to let you draw your own conclusions to that. And, you know, we certainly would be happy to engage in a discussion off air, maybe by email, whatever. But we just believe that everybody out there that got this understands what the real purpose of it is.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk about this email. We're going to talk about, you know, everything that you need to know as to why this email isn't correct. We're going to give you everything you need. But let's get right into it. In this email, they use different pieces of evidence, a lot like when people take little excerpts out of the Bible and make it sound and turn into something that it isn't. But, you know, in this paper, Rob, which is on the front page, the Notice of Proposed Assessment, it says, and they're coming after this guy, supposedly, at least that's the feel that you get. You operated your civil aircraft with a camera mounted on the bottom of the aircraft for the purpose of gathering video footage for a television program. You operated the civil aircraft at a low altitude through a residential neighborhood in private backyards during the day and the night. You operated the civil aircraft as low as approximately 10 feet over people, including children, vehicles, and homes. An investigation into the above flight disclosed that you do not possess a Federal Aviation Administration pilot certificate. The aircraft you operated during the flight was not registered with the FAA and did not have a valid U.S. registration certificate. Your operations, as described above, endangered the blank. That's where it's cut off. You can't see anymore.
So many things that come to mind when we read this, Paul.
There are so many things that come to mind. And guys, if I seem like I'm being held back, I am trying to hold myself back, because when I got this email, I really was just blown away by the level of audacity that this company has to tell people you're going to get fined if you don't have a 333, because this organization was actually based, and the reason they grew so quickly, they were based on the fact that they would set a quote-unquote community set of standards so that everyone could fly commercially and it would be legal. And now they're taking a total 180-degree dive turn into that and now completely going against it. And frankly, it disgusts me, because it's sad, Rob. And I'm trying not to get into it too much.
A little bit misleading, if not a lot misleading. One of the things that I noticed about this letter, and maybe it's because we're just not seeing all of it, and I have to admit there's some question as to the validity that this is an actual document, but there's not a mention in here of any commercial use of the flights they're even talking about.
That's number one. And number two, what we've heard from major insurance carriers,
Fly safe. Remember, the FAA really won't come after you unless you fly like a fool.
You're not going to get fined for flying commercially. You're going to get fined if you fly like an idiot. And as you see on here, it's talking about what?
It's talking about flying like an idiot.
It's talking about you operated the civil aircraft as low as approximately 10 feet over people, including children, vehicles, or homes. The other thing that I question the validity of this document, you know, is that there's no document number, and on every FAA document, like this one I have in my hands, there's a document number. There's no document number there.
Yeah.
And, you know, talking about flying safely, if this guy really was flying 10 feet over children's heads, if I were the FAA, I would go after them as well. But this has nothing to do with commercial operations. Yet, the email goes on to say that they have now, this company now has, and I quote, a 333 exemption team is here and available to walk blank members through the 333 application process. To get started, it is not as hard as you may think. As you go through each step, you will understand and learn even more about the FAA rules and regulations and how to address them. Let's get started today.
Right. So, Paul, one of the things that's really important to us is that we get people the most accurate information that they need to make sure they're doing the things that they should, be it guidelines, be it flight safety, be it regulations, etc. And what the problem with this is that we have not come across any law, case law, that sets a precedent that says you have to get a 333 to fly commercially. We're getting sick of saying that.
And we really are, because it's amazing how we're really learning how propaganda works, because it's a small message that's questioned heavily, but then is just hammered on people through the media and websites and Twitter and Facebook. It's unbelievable.
It is. And what we can't stress enough is that we are not anti-333. We absolutely understand that it makes sense for some folks.
But it's based purely on perception.
Well, it's based on perception. And my point is not to get into why one would want to do that, but to say people have their reasons. And that's okay.
And we have a whole podcast on the 333 exemption coming up in three short episodes where we examine the 333. We examine the people who have them. We examine the people who don't have them. We ask them why they don't have them. Are you going to apply for one? And, you know, I've done now over 20 interviews for this podcast, and all the guys who don't have them, none of them seek to get them. And right. The point is, there's a few different reasons. One was that people are expecting a finalization on NPRM 107 in September, which is now 45 days away. Mm-hmm. They're expecting the rules to change. Everyone advocates for clear rules, but there are so many loopholes as to how people can still fly drones commercially, and it's 100% legal.
Right, and perhaps one of the primary reasons, Paul, that some of those folks are choosing not to get a 333 is because they understand that the real issue that the FAA has with flying drones is the whole issue of flying safely. And these are folks that understand how to fly. They understand how to keep things safe. They understand making sure that you're doing all of your logs, your safety checks, you're clearing the area where you're flying. You're doing all the proper things. And if you're doing that, you're going to be better than fine. You're golden. And so why bother?
And I think, you know, going further into that point, a lot of people that's separating them is that the barrier to entry that the FAA put on this whole thing is the private pilot's license, even though a large majority of 333 holders are seeking pilots who are actually good at flying drones. Right. Because flying a multirotor and flying a Cessna 172 are two completely different things.
Absolutely.
Two very completely different things. Even I've been taking helicopter lessons, and yeah, there's similarities in touch, you know, how you control, but with variable pitch on a helicopter, it's very different. You know, everything doesn't always correlate. And I feel that the FAA put the PPL in the 333 as that barrier to entry because they thought, now this is my opinion, because they thought that if someone had a PPL, that they would understand airspace regulations, and they would understand where not to fly.
So some of those ancillary reasons, not necessarily the technical flying skills.
Correct.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense, and that very well could be, and we can give them the benefit of the doubt in saying that.
Yes.
And perceiving that, because the reality is, forgive me for saying this perhaps, but my 12-year-old son, who's a good gamer, mm-hmm. might be a better drone pilot than someone who's been flying jets for many years.
Now that's actually statistically proven thanks to Traxta. So that's actually true.
Yeah, so no offense to anybody that's a great pilot out there.
But you suck!
No, you don't suck.
I'm kidding, you don't suck. But let's face it, a skill set for flying multi-rotors and a skill set for flying planes is very different.
They are very different.
Even in RC, a fixed wing versus a multi-rotor versus a quadcopter against a Y6, they fly differently.
Absolutely.
You know, there's just so much that goes into it. So the point of this podcast today is to give you everything that you need to understand why this email is completely full of...
We don't want you to be susceptible to fear-mongering and to make decisions based on fear.
Correct. That, you know what, Rob? That was so well said. I'm probably going to cut out my whole piece. But, you know, it's true. You shouldn't be making decisions based on fear. You should be making decisions based on economic incentives, on personal incentives, on family decisions, on... help me out here, Rob.
Well, on the law as it actually stands.
There you go.
And what the truth says. And again, as you'll hear in more of this podcast and some of the things that Paul's going to play for you...
So the way the FAA rules work is they're all oriented towards safety. The FAA does not regulate air commerce. That's the Department of Transportation does that.
There's plenty of evidence that says it's not a necessity to have a 333 to fly commercially if you do it the right way. And that is the emphasis, if you do it the right way.
And you know what? I have to say, because I did another interview with someone, and I'm not going to say who. There was a guy who was doing July 4th fireworks shoots, mm-hmm. and he was doing them at night. And he went against almost half of the rules in the 333 because he was near an airport. He was flying at night, didn't file a NOTAM. Because if he would have filed the NOTAM, he probably wouldn't have gotten approved to fly at night.
Right.
But he got the job and did it anyway. So it's like, you may have a 333. Are you following the rules?
Yeah. So this guy had a 333.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's...
Well, and I would guess a lot of those folks don't really know what the rules are. All of the details.
Yeah. I think it's, you know...
Not that ignorance is a defense.
It's not.
But it's possible
that... Although, even though the Supreme Court did just say ignorance is a defense for police officers when they pull you over. We're not going to get into that rabbit hole.
I'm not.
What we're going to get into, though, is document 2150.3b, change 6, appendix H, from the FAA, which was released October 10th of 2014. And on page, on my document, it was 354, but on page 353 and 354, this is 354, by the way, Rob. On page 353, the FAA actually directly instructs their FISDO operators to not go after pilots who are flying commercially unless, and here's where I'm going to read straight from the document, when sufficient evidence exists to support a violation that poses a medium or high actual or potential risk to safety, legal action is then appropriate. For example, legal enforcement action is appropriate when a UAS operation has a medium or high risk of endangering the operation of another aircraft or endangering persons or property on the ground. Now, if I read that statement and I go back to the document that was provided in this email to tell people they're getting fined for flying commercially, it doesn't say anything about flying commercially in this document.
It doesn't.
And point number 5 on the document that they provided was, you operated the civil aircraft as low as approximately 10 feet over people. And if we go back to the only way you're getting sued by the FAA and taken down is legal enforcement action is appropriate when a UAS operation has a medium or high risk of endangering the operation of another aircraft or endangering persons or property on the ground. I think that says it right there why that guy's getting fined.
Yeah, absolutely. If in fact he is.
Because if it is a real document.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we don't know that. But here's the thing, guys. If you would like to get more information about any of this, we are going to make these documents available to you.
We are.
And all you have to do, or this is one way that you can do it, is if you would text to the number 33444, and in the body of the text, type drone U. So DRONEU.
Oh, that was tough.
No spaces and nothing else in the text. You'll get a copy of these documents.
What was the number again, Rob?
33444 and type drone U in the body of the text.
So if you want this email, if you want the attachment and all the information on it, and if you want the actual real legal documentation that completely debunks the fact that these people say you're going to get fined if you don't fly illegally, come to us. We'll train you for a specific amount of money. We see through it. We think you see through it too. We assume you do. Again, like Rob said, you guys are very smart. You're not dumb. And you don't believe the things that you hear all the time. You fact check them. We're fact checking it for you. So
absolutely.
We really appreciate you guys listening in. We really appreciate, you know what? I appreciate the opportunity to fact check crap like this.
And what I think we should do, Paul, is of course we'll post this on our Drone U Facebook page, a link to this particular podcast as we do with most of them, I believe. And we would really love for you guys to go there, facebook.com/DroneU, and tell us what you think, because it is, it's a controversial subject for those that are in the industry. And we certainly understand, again, that there are a lot of people out there that feel that they should get a 333, and we don't want to discourage you. We could certainly give you reasons why we think you shouldn't, but we understand there are reasons why one should. For example, there's a particular industry that you want to work in, like the film industry, and those folks are requiring it. So in that case, if you want to do that, you're probably going to have to get one.
And by film, we mean feature films, not your little commercials and productions and wake surfing videos. We mean feature films.
Yeah, absolutely. And perhaps some of the other industrial type work where those employers are going to require that you have a 333.
Which is where we're seeing some of our members deciding, look, the key for me on deciding to get a 333 or not was not actually a legal decision. It was a perception decision.
Right.
It was the fact that before we had a conversation, they asked me the question, do I have a 333? So in part of this podcast that I'm going to do, which is episode 140, it's coming up, I tested the depth of perception. What do I mean by that? Well, someone asked me, do you have a 333? I won't talk to you about your quality of footage until I see a 333.
Hmm.
So I sent them a 333. Was my name on it? No. Do you know what they said?
You got the job.
Yep. It comes down to perception. I am so happy to be a part of this podcast and help you guys through these murky waters, because just because they're gray and murky doesn't mean right from wrong should be so hard to find. And that's what we're trying to provide for you guys.
Absolutely. So guys, please go to the Facebook page. We really want to hear from you. We want to know what you're thinking. We want to know if you think you should, if you think that we should get 333s. When I say we, I mean in general, people should get 333s. We want to know what you guys are thinking about it.
We definitely do. And also, I will say for the FAA guys listening out there, which I know there's a couple, we do advocate for clear rules. We're excited for NPRM 107. We really are. There's one last point I want to make about the document that was in this email. They say you operated the civil aircraft at a low altitude through a residential neighborhood in private backyards during the day and night. If you guys are familiar with NPRM 107, they dictate that you need private property permission to fly over the property, which I think is great. And that's why I, with another friend, created an app called Legal Flyer to help you get private permission whenever you need it. That way, there's no questions if you ever get a letter like this from the FAA. Which we don't even know if this is a real letter or not. So back to square one.
Nope, that's right.
And that's going to do it for our episode today. So thanks so much. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Drone U.
Thanks for listening to the Ask Drone U podcast. Submit your questions at www.askdroneu.com.